Between the Covers, a series designed around who and what can be done and achieved by patients, planning and working in a community of like-minded, successful people. This podcast series is for anyone looking at becoming a successful published author and those looking to understand the mind of a writer and the goals of a publisher. Proudly sponsored by Shoreline Publishing. Welcome and enjoy.
Hello everyone and welcome to the podcast series Between the Covers. I'm Kelly Wilson and today I'm going to be bringing you a series about fantastic new authors. We're going to dive into the process of writing and discover just what goes on inside the mind of an author. Today I'm joined with the very lovely Sapphire Rose Fletcher and we're going to be discussing not only one of her books but two. Now Sapphire Rose has written two memoirs about her struggles with chronic pain, mental health, and relationships. Welcome, Sapphire Rose. How are you today?
So good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very grateful.
Well, it's an absolute honour. Now, we're going to unpack, as I said, not just one, but two of your books today. I can see that you've written one titled Maybe I Can Rise Above, which is your first volume, and then your second volume was Revive My Life. So let's unpack those a little bit, Sapphire Rose, and tell our listeners and our audience why and what they're all about. Would you like to share that with us?
That would be lovely. Thank you so much for the opportunity for this. Sorry about my voice as well. I've just gotten over the flu, so I sound a little bit how you're going today. But regardless.
Oh, you still sound gorgeous.
Oh, thank you so much. You're too kind. So the first initial book, it transpired like a diary. I literally wanted to understand. I wanted to ascertain exactly what made me who I am. So it started off as a diary and then somebody was reading it and said, this could pass as a book. Granted, it took me 4 years to finish that first book.
That's okay.
But I applied my love of philosophy in there along with my life story, growing pains, adversities, everything you can throw at one person in one lifetime I felt would be very applicable to a very broad demographic. It took me 4 years to write, but the premises of the book was to reach an audience that feels very alone with things that are very taboo to speak about. And also I'm a qualified counsellor, so I thought I would apply some theory-based idealisms from that education in itself. So it's a mixture of everything in one book, and then I literally thought I would be rising above. At the end, it looks like I'm on the peak of rising above, and then little did I know during the pandemic I would be having two rib surgeries, category A. I was diagnosed with complex PTSD. Also, I had no support around me, nothing, no family, no friends. They had me on antipsychotics, antidepressants, pain relief for the rib surgeries. I had to come off of that entirely, also during the pandemic. And I literally nearly took my life because it was that bad, everything that I went through. I just literally had a lot thrown at me in literally 2 years, as we all did. But I felt compelled to write a second book because I'm like, wait, guys, there's more. So, really happy that I did. It was very cathartic, but I didn't do it for myself, if I'm being honest. It was merely to reach an audience that really feel alone with a lot of things that happened during the pandemic. And it's not to segregate anyone it's merely to just, you know, help people feel less alone with growing pains, adversities, and, you know, and also just adding, again, my love of philosophy and me trying to just pick myself up and get back into my music is in, and I succeeded in that regard as well. So so it's a story of hope that, you know, even no matter what's thrown at you, you can still prevail.
Yeah. Sapphire Rose, you are incredibly brave.
Thank you so much.
And, you know, I love, you know, one of my questions I was going to ask you is what makes your books unique? But I actually don't need to ask that now because, you know, there are a lot of books out there that are written on, you know, mental health or, you know, adversity or all these different things, but the actual author hasn't lived those. They haven't walked the path that you have, Sapphire Rose. So you know, straight away to me, the authenticity of your work is going to shine through and help people to go, you know what, she did it, I can. So, you know, I applaud you for that. That's incredibly brave.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, you're actually a singer and a musician first.
Correct.
Wow. And that's how does that fit into your writing career?
That's an interesting question.
It's very busy.
It's interesting. With the writing for me in general, it was more so just writing my experiences. So it was very different. But the writer in me, the lyricist in me, felt compelled to make things rhyme at first. And I'm like, why am I making my book, my nonsense book rhyme? I was like, I had to literally research, you know, how to write a narrative to an audience that does not ascertain and they have no comprehension of your journey. I had to literally learn how to write, okay, you were in Bob's company. How did you get from Bob's house to Fred's house in a matter of 2 seconds? You know, and you have to connect it, you have to connect it accordingly, but to a point where it's very different to writing music, let's just say that, because you have to literally connect the dots for people, because people they can't see what you see. So there might be a piece of the information that's very pivotal for that point. But I had to educate myself on how to write to people. But with music, I've been in the game now for 8 years, done a lot of shows, not entirely established. I was quite established in the underground scene of the live music scene. I'm still recognized today, which I'm very happy in regards to. I still record and everything. But in terms of answering your question, yeah, it's very different with songs. You feel compelled to write, like rhyme things and to, you know, it's more of a creative form of writing as opposed to writing a book. Yeah. But other people who write books, they go into the fictional side of things and fantasy. So they have to use their imagination. But for me, it was more so just, I'm going to speak my truth. I want to help somebody. Yeah. And it's a different way to approach it as opposed to music.
Yeah. Wow. That's quite incredible. Quite incredible. And particularly that you still took this journey on as a writer, despite everything you were going through. I find that you are a beautiful human, Sapphire Rose. Amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. It's really touching. Thank you. All I want to do is just leave a legacy behind of just honesty, and I want everyone to feel like they're still enough. I have many messages in these books, but I always leave every relationship on the topic of relationships. I always say that person was enough, I was enough. We had just learned our lessons and we needed to proceed onto the next journey of our evolution. Yeah. Never leave a person feeling like they're not enough, and we need to stop with the judgment, because we haven't walked in other people's shoes. Not every, you know, not every suggestion that's applied to people is applicable to that person's circumstances. So it's necessary to sort of refrain from judgment so we can make the world a better place and go, you know what, I don't understand it, but I'm not going to attack you just because I don't understand it. So I'm also trying to get that message out there, and various perspectives, various journeys I go on. But I feel like a lot of people could really resonate. I've already had a few people with the first book literally in tears saying, I don't know how you're still alive. And I'm like, wait till book two, because I really wasn't.
I can't wait. I just can't wait. You've blown my mind today. I cannot wait to read these.
Thank you so much.
Now, you know, to me, this is quite incredible. And I just want to jump to the fact that you were telling me before you dedicated one of your songs, and even I think you said the second book, to Blaze. Can you tell us a little bit about who Blaze is and why she's impacted your life so much?
Yeah, absolutely. Blaze Van Heck was my former publisher. She passed away a year ago, very recently. It's been a year and I think 3-4 days to my memory, if memory serves me correctly. It's a hard topic with Blaze. All of us have been immensely affected, especially my best friend Les. He just absolutely adored the ground she walked on, and Kev, the boys, everyone. Just of course, the writers community, everyone's been really affected. But I didn't write a song for Blaze, but I did dedicate a song called "Safe and Sound" that I know she would have loved, and it was also for everyone at the community writers' night that we do annually, like we do it every month.
Watch it on socials.
Thank you. I decided to dedicate "Safe and Sound," one of my favorite songs, to the community, and saying no matter what happens, it's not the end. You know, you will see her again. And just trying to provide that comfort. So I'm really grateful I got to sing that song for everyone. It was my first time back performing live for 9 months. So considering,
I
hadn't been rehearsing or anything because I was quite sick. But I dedicated my second book, Revive My Life, A Story for the Experienced, to Blaise Van Heck. And there was someone else, two people, and I've had a mind blank. But regardless, yes, I've dedicated to her because she was such a phenomenal woman. And she's the reason I am able to write. She really steered me in the right direction. There were many times when my manuscripts were absolutely draining and inconceivable to read. Like you could not even. It just
straight out of my brain.
She was so lovely about it though, and she's just like, just a little bit of research on it. You know, you'll get there. Many times I sent it to her, just like, still can't really understand where you're going. What is it? But she was like, I know it's a great story. She's so lovely about it. But Blaise, yeah, she was. I had many D&Ms with her about her soulmate, Kev, and she was a very spiritual woman, loved everyone, was very accommodating to everyone who was new, everyone who had been there many years. She's definitely left a missing piece in the community. You can feel it every time, every month, you know, that she's not there. And even the dress-up nights, you can see Kev and Les tearing up because that was one of her favorite things to do, the dressing up.
I still
kind of choke up at it because it just, you know, I feel for the boys, especially because losing a mum, one of them was my age when I lost my mother. So I now know what he's going through. And I just think to myself, you know, I don't know how I survived it because I was entirely alone, you know, but they both have immense support, but I do understand just losing a parent that young, it's something that just, it's hard at Christmases and everything.
You know,
I can only imagine how they would feel that missing piece. But to answer your question in a very long-winded way, I go on tangent.
No, it's beautiful. No, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, but she was a wonderful human being and we all miss her immensely. So, yeah.
But, you know, I can already tell Sapphire Rose, you know, thank goodness you're in that community to support them because you get it.
That's incredible. Thank you.
Now, if we can... you know, go back to your books and you know, just the impact you're going to make in our world with those. What can readers expect? You know, are they set out in chapters? I mean, I know you've covered a lot. You've covered your personal struggles with chronic pain, mental health and relationships, and that's a lot. Are they broken into segments for that?
Yeah, it's pretty much a continuation. Every chapter is from literally birth to up until my point, up until my life at this very
interesting,
point.
Interesting, right.
Yeah, everybody said that there's a book three in me now because some things have already happened to me and I'm just like, oh, my God, this is really good content, but I really don't feel like doing another book. But, yeah, it's literally I did have a nervous breakdown with the second book, so I'm not going to lie. It's a very difficult process, but, yeah, chapter to chapter literally is every step up until the day I was born to right now. So going through, you know, grief, loss, sexual assault and harassment, homelessness, destitution, all the, you know, the abusive relationships, the physical and emotional. Just it's a continuation of just everything that transpires, but also adding a little bit of philosophy of what I believe those lessons were about. So it's, you know, in my opinion, it's I'm trying to shed light. I'm not trying to throw anyone under the bus. I've kept everyone's name private. I'm just merely speaking the truth of events that transpired. But even the bad of me, the good, bad, and the ugly of myself, I've made myself a sacrificial lamb to help other people feel less alone in those moments and say, hey, even if you did resort to this very unorthodox approach, you're still enough. You know, we didn't come here with a rule book. And, you know, just remember that I've been there too when you're not alone, and I'm going to hold your hand metaphorically in spirit in this moment. You're not alone. I'm merely trying to reach that those people who are sitting in shame right now for growing pains, and I want to help alleviate that.
Yeah, it's such an honour to be here with you, Sapphire Rose. You are incredible. Honestly, you're going to save lives, if I can say that. That's incredible.
That means so much. Thank you. You're going to make me tear up.
No, amazing. And you know what I can see how brave you are, because I know personally for you to have to relive a lot of these events that you did to write this book, that must have been personally so incredibly challenging for you.
It was, I remember having many moments when I had to like literally put the laptop away and have a moment, get some fresh air because I was choking up and I was taken straight back to that very moment. And then I had epiphanies. It was good in some respects because I had epiphanies throughout. So it's just going, oh my God, that's why that happened. And then I'd add a little bit of philosophy to that particular section of the book and went, I want to make this constructive. It's like my music, for example. I'll try and keep this very minimal, but with my music, in the beginning when I first started to write, all my music was toxic, awful. I had to get rid of it. I got rid of my entire catalog. It's still there. If I want to sell it as a songwriter one day and publish it with other artists, I'm happy for that. But I want everything I do now when it comes to my music and my books to have a positive connotation. Yes, bad things happen, negative things happen and occur in life, but I want to reframe it. I've learned that through my counseling education, but also through life. It's almost like affirmation work, reframing, going, yes, this was horrible, this happened to me, but what did I learn from it? How has it built my character? And, you know, and trying to flip it a little bit, and also for the audience. And again, trying to alleviate shame that we all feel when we've made some pretty poor decisions, but how are we going to learn if we don't make mistakes? You know,
right.
Our biggest failure is the best thing you could ever possibly enjoy in the world. Best teacher.
Oh, you are a shining light, sister. Light.
Thank you so much. It really means a lot. Thank you. Well, it takes one to know one, so thank you.
Oh, no. I feel just completely empowered even being in your presence. So, look, Sapphire Rose, thank you for your time today. Now, before I let you go, listeners, we need to get it out there that Sapphire Rose's name was spelt in a different way. Tell us, Sapphire.
Yeah, my mother wasn't a hippie. People always assume she was a hippie, but she wasn't. Not that there's anything wrong with hippies, but she was adamant. She was adamant that I was not going to have hire in my name. So she spelt it Saffire Rose Fletcher. So that again, that's Saffire Rose Fletcher. That's how you'll find me. I'm available everywhere. Music, quotes, my books, etc., a little bit of acting I've done on Neighbours and whatnot, just little funny pictures of me dressed up as a police officer. It was quite fun. It was quite funny, but also fun. I've had a lot of various experiences in different industries, and but yeah, that's how you spell my name. I'm going to be that person, you know, when I'm 60, I go on these tangents. I'll be that person people are trying to get away from. There's a space any minute I can leave, you know.
I'm not. I'd be happy to spend all day. It's fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I just go on tangents.
You have heard it here on Between the Covers. This young lady is an incredible force, and I think she's only just evolving. So I encourage everybody to get out there and grab yourself a copy of Sapphire Rose Fletcher's Maybe I Can Rise Above and Revive My Life. I can't wait to get mine, Sapphire Rose, and I wish you every bit of success going forward. I will be watching your tiny little space because you've got big things coming your way.
Oh, that means so much. Thank you so much. I'm honestly grateful for the journey because I have content. I have a story. I can help people. I have the purpose of my pain. And if I can encourage others to do the same and people like yourself, if I can empower, I'm grateful. My job is done. So thank you so much for today. Thank you.
No, thank you. See you again soon, I hope.
Yeah, you will. Absolutely. I'll be interviewing you one day.
Hopefully.
Yeah,
take care, darling.
Thank you. You too.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Between the Covers, produced by Shoreline Publishing.